Established in 1881, the Kildare Agricultural and Horticultural Show Society annual show on Saturday, the 3rd of September. 7 English days from where we sit at present, or possibly even less if you're listening to this as an online podcast, with dog training and tricks and tips with Kath Charlton, Steve Iredale, chainsaw carver extraordinaire, Tom Rolfe, the gravity-defying juggling act and circus skills performer, the Castleton Alpacas, the Stokesley Beagles, the Children's Fun Run, the Cross Country Fun Run, and the North Allerton Silver Band. If only we weren't actually going to the Burley Horse Trials, we'd be there, but even better than that, we actually have the show secretary for the Kildale Show, Alison Dent, with us. Isn't that right, Alison?
Good morning, Alex. Yes, it is.
Well, what a fantastic list of events and attractions you've actually got. And it's been a wee while since we've actually been to the Kildale Show. As I say, probably because I don't know why you schedule it at the same weekend as the Burley Horse Trials, but never mind. I have to work through that whole process. But why is it a must-attend show? Certainly in terms of the local country shows, etc., it just looks as though it's going to be one to savour.
I think so, Alex. We pride ourselves on being a very family-orientated show. We try to get children particularly to participate. Our local schools support us by actually suggesting classes for the school children's section. We know that the future of village shows lies with young people, and so anything and everything we can do to encourage young people, families, to come and either participate, because there's lots that they can join in, or just enjoy the attractions and the events.
I think it's very brave as well that you've put on the website the weather forecast for the show. I mean, it's very impressive that it's actually a show day weather forecast. It's obviously going to be sunshine and wonderful times from that point of view, as it will be blissful. We're going to talk about the show and a whole stack of other bits and pieces, but you'd be interested to know that all four of our co-presenters today will actually be camping in Kildale this very weekend.
Fantastic.
Well, I know, it shocked me, but we have Leslie and Francesca Furman, who are scouts by name, scouts by nature, and always prepared, that is. And we also have Jodie Orton. And Jodie, is this the first time you've been camping?
No, I did go camping a long time ago when I was a girl guide, although I've been told
different organisation. Totally different
Leslie
organisation.
And Fran that's, you know.
Don't talk about the guides.
Yeah.
you could set it. It's a bit like sort of going to Beijing and saying, "Oh, I do love you Japanese folk." It's not going to work at all. It's not good.
But yeah, more recently, of course, I was camping in the wild, wild west of America, the national parks.
Not quite as wild as Kildale, I can tell you, Alison will say. You know,
yeah.
You know, the number of grizzlies that can actually come knocking on your tent canvas in Kildale, it's who knows. And Fen, have you ever been camping before from a Chinese perspective?
No, I've never been.
No?
Yeah, never been to camping before. It will be my first time.
Hmm. Well, I hope we'll see you alive again. Is what I'm saying.
I will.
No worries, because it is Kildare. Leslie, would you like to have a few words with Alison and say, you know, what's it going to be like camping in Kildale? Actually, Alison, have you ever camped in Kildale?
I have camped in my own back garden, strangely enough.
That's all right then, that's fine, that's good for us.
Kildale's such a pretty place. Not many amenities, but those that we have are quality, so I think, Leslie, you'll have a fantastic time.
Oh, we've actually been once before, actually, Alison, just myself and Francesca. Fran's my daughter, and we've camped at one of the farms there, and it's actually got a youth hostel camping barn there as well, but it's an absolutely stunning place, Kildare. You know, you look out and you can't see the road, so you don't see any traffic, and you just see all of these beautiful views of the countryside, and it's very peaceful and just totally relaxing. I absolutely love it there.
Well, I think it's an idyllic place because it's so handy for local amenities. People get the impression that Kildare is a long way from anywhere, but in fact we're 3 miles from Great Ayton and just 4 miles from Stokesley and a mere 10 miles from Middlesbrough, but we have that feel of being very quiet, peaceful, remote, so we have the best of both worlds, I think.
Very true. Actually, Alison, I can ask you this. I've seen Kildale Hall from the outside when I took a wrong turning one time. Alex is amused by this. Can you tell me something about it? I mean, who lives there? Is it a private place? Or, you know, what's Kildale Hall all about?
It's a private home, and it belongs to Mr. and Mrs. Andrew Sutcliffe, who actually own the whole of Kildale. Kildale is an estate-owned village. So it's their family home, although Andrew is a barrister, so he's not always in residence. There is always somebody in residence, but Andrew's not always at home. And Andrew is chairman of the show because he feels, like we do, that it's very, very important to keep such traditions alive. So he gives us 100% support and backing to ensure that the show continues.
Later on in the year, we're going to be having a special The Siren and Southside Broadcasting radio production, which will be available online as well as a podcast, with the three chief executive officers from the Yorkshire, Lincolnshire and Newark and Notts Agriculture Societies, respectively, really just talking about the future of the large-scale agricultural show. Obviously, we've had a few major casualties in recent years, the Royal Went, a number of other things. But you've made a very important point there, Alison, that yes, on the one hand, you've got the kind of mega shows, the kind of county fair equivalents of the shows, but something like Kildale, it's just so vital for the local community that the shows continue to thrive, really.
I think so. And it's, everybody's a volunteer. Everybody has to give up, you know, time, effort to keep it going. But there are enough people, just about enough people, who are willing to do that for us to survive. Unfortunately, red tape will be the downfall of lots of small shows, because health and safety, all of this kind of thing, which we know is important, but they make it very difficult for the little
Alison, Alison, this very morning, because Leslie and the team were so keen to arrive early, I had to sort of send them out of the studio whilst I sorted a few things out, because it just wouldn't have been right until I actually got everything sorted. I had to use the words H&S. So I'm sorry. It's not ready for you yet, ladies. You're just going to have to sort it through to address these kind of key things. I had a little pig and I fed it in a trough. He got so big and fat that his tail popped off. So I got me a hammer and I got me a nail and I made that pig a wooden tail. A bit of genius that comes from the Kildale Show 2011 handwriting competition, which again is interconnected with the Kildale Show website, as long as together with the classic Mary Had a Little Lamb, its fleece was white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. It followed her to school one day, which was against the rules. It made to the children laugh and play to see a lamb at school. Now, these are obviously classics. Presumably, the handwriting competition, do young children, 8, 7, 9, 10, etc., do they need to actually copy these out? I mean, I just think it's wonderful in these days of clickety-click keyboards, etc., that, you know, you have handwriting. Calligraphy is not a dying art.
No, and the local school, because they've been doing a project on agriculture and farming, suggested the topics for some of the collages, some of the pictures, and the handwriting. And children as young as 5 have done amazing work to enter in the show. And it's worth coming to see, because what people grow in their gardens, what people knit or sew, what the children produce is just beautiful. Mm. And we forget that there's a lot of local talent, and it should be appreciated and it should be enjoyed, and we hope people will come along and do that.
Fen, over in China, do they have an agricultural show theme? I mean, there's a lot of China which is dedicated to agriculture, even with the Industrial Revolution and the Chinese economies and so on. What's the feeling about agriculture in China? Or local county shows or local village shows? Is there an equivalent where sort of farmers will actually get together to show their livestock, to show their animals and so on?
I think, my hometown is near to a farmer, and sometimes we go there, but we don't like this show in there, I think, because we don't have this organized to do like
right,
this.
Right,
we just like family go there, have a look, maybe do. But in some city, like my mom's city, they do some show now, they try to do some interesting.
Because I'm thinking, actually, we should almost, Alison, think about twinning Kildale up with a town or a village in China.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, you should come to China and do something. You will do a society for business in China.
Let's work together on that. That would be a good idea.
I think we could have started something here, because, I mean, let's face it, that would give a USP to Kildale show, the first show to actually be twinned with a Chinese town, village, etc.
I think we have, Many places, we have people, we have anything, but we don't have idea.
Right. Fan, together with Jodie, I think we'll be on the case for that one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, definitely.
Very awesome.
Well, I'm certainly up for it.
Yes, there we are. Sort of through. Francesca, any questions you'd like to put to Alison about life, the universe, or indeed what being show secretary entails?
Well, just as you said that, I wouldn't mind knowing that, you see. What does being show secretary entail?
It's very important. I always say when we're covering these shows, the first person you need to speak to always is the show secretary. They have their finger on the pulse, always.
Yes. I suppose being secretary just means that you have to coordinate everything. I've got a really good team of people who take care of lots of different elements and sections of the show, but I've got to be, I suppose... At the top of the pile. I don't mean that in a sort of, you know. I just have to be aware.
Alison, you are at the top of the pile. Let's face it. You know, it's a hierarchical structure. It's not a postmodern flatline management system. There,
no,
you are at the top of the pile. The buck stops with you.
It certainly doesn't make me any more important than any other member of the team. That they all work hard and they all do a wonderful job. I suppose I just make sure that everybody is pulling together in the same direction so that we get the result we want at the end of the day.
It's a bit like President Obama effectively saying, it doesn't make me any more important than the rest of the senators, but you know, the buck stops with me, that's crucial.
It's true, and I think, because I've been doing it for 24 years now, I go into autopilot to a degree, though there are always things that take me by surprise and stop me in my tracks from time to time, but...
Doing media interviews about twinning with China a week before the show. There's one you weren't expecting. But you know,
yes, thank you for that, Alex.
Yeah, well, you know, we always like to keep a nice sort of pleasant surprise going. A lovely line again from the website, which, of course, is just actually use a search engine to get to the Kildale show. But a lot of people go to a lot of voluntary efforts to make this show happen every year. But there were rumours that Kildale Show 2008 was to be cancelled due to the bad weather we were experiencing in the weeks prior to the show. I will remember that. It was a very wet summer. And sadly, some shows had to be forfeited, but Kildale Show will never ever be cancelled due to bad weather. We're a hardy bunch.
And that's very true. And we're also very fortunate in that we have a spectacularly well-draining field.
Yeah.
No, it is, so we can reassure people that they won't get bogged down, they won't get stuck. We don't have a quagmire.
So you see, Leslie, when you went camping, you don't need that canoe after all, you know? I did mention that, you know?
Just while you're saying that, I'm just hoping that our field's well-drained as well there, Alison.
I'm sure it will be. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Still sort through. Jodie, any questions that you'd like to... Because this is the first time you'll ever camped in Kildale, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it certainly is, yeah. Alison, did you say you've been the show secretary for 24 years? So is that when the first show...
I think they found that was the 19th century when the first show started, actually.
Okay. Okay.
I volunteered to help at the show, and then my parents knew the gentleman who was the secretary then, and I assisted him, and when he stood down, I took over. And I feel very passionately about the show. It is hard work, but it's so rewarding. It's such good fun. We try to keep the balance between moving forward... but hanging on to tradition, if that makes sense. We try to introduce new things, but always have that village country show feel.
Yeah, because I wanted to ask you actually how the show's changed over the 24 years that you've been show secretary.
It's certainly got bigger. We've got a fantastic lady who runs our horse and pony section, and she has expanded that and introduced lots of classes. So we have a very good support for all sorts of equine events and classes. I've got a team who, you know, come up with ideas and suggestions, and we talk about it at committee. If we think it'll work, we'll get it going. So the children's sports used to be part of a different event, and that sadly stopped. So we thought, right, let's introduce that back in. Let's get the children busy doing things. We've got a really keen committee member who's fond of running. He's introduced this fun run and the cross-country fun run. It's good. It's really good. But we try not to have too much sort of razzmatazz. We're not a razzmatazz show. We want people to be relaxed, get a sense that they're in the country and they're enjoying rural pursuits, really.
And as we said, when you've got the Castleton Alpacas, the Stokesley Beagles, and the defying gravity juggling acts of Tom Rolfe and Steve Idle, chainsaw carver, and dog training with tricks and tips with Kath Charlton. What's not to love? Truly a wondrous routine. Admission a mere £4, £4 English for adults, a £1 for children. This takes place, presumably people can actually pay on the gate?
Indeed, yes. Yes, they can.
Excellent. And it's the Village Hall Field in Kildale. Usual 10 a.m. kick-off, or do you start earlier?
Horse and pony events, I think, start at 10.
Sure.
The main attractions don't take place until late morning, early afternoon.
Okay.
But all the stall holders are there, and the sheep and the classic vehicles, they're all there to look at. So still plenty going on, even in the morning.
And a free car park as well, so fantastic stuff. It's a wonderful world to access the whole thing. Alison, it's been absolutely splendid just sharing some thoughts with your good self and getting a general flavour of this marvellous Kildare show. We mentioned, obviously, the Agricultural Society started off, actually, was established in 1881. Was that when the first show started, or did that start a few years afterwards?
At that time, it was a horse and foal show.
Right.
And the only two breaks it's ever had were for the First and Second World War. And after the Second World War, it was re-established to raise money for troops and things, you know, to raise money to help with the effort. So it's been almost continuous, and it has evolved from being a horse and foal show to a full-blown agricultural and horticultural show.
Yep. Fantastic stuff. Alison, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us on this, your Southside Broadcasting debut this morning?
I certainly have, and thank you so much for allowing us the opportunity to promote Kildare Show. I hope people will come along and have a wonderful day.
Oh, absolutely delighted. As I say, we'll certainly be there to follow through. So the next crucial question is, allowing for the fact that we need to talk about this exchange and twinning up with Chinese areas and so on and so forth, can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future?
I would be delighted. Thank you, Alex.
Excellent. And the final crucial question is, would you like Bruce Springsteen, Neil Diamond, or Primal Scream?
Bruce Springsteen, without a doubt.
Good choice.
Thank you.